Ladies and gentlemen, we got the cans on because today's the day that Cody confronts his biggest lie.
Oh, here he is.
To none other than.
What's up, boys?
What's up, dude?
Jared Goff. Welcome to the show, man.
How are y'all doing?
We're good, man. How are you?
Good. Well, this is awesome.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for coming on, man.
Just know that for the rest of this interview, we will both be telling the truth, okay? We'll make sure that Cody
I can't wait.
I'm going to be telling the truth too.
I can't wait. No, I can't. Whenever we start, let me know, but it'll be funny because I've got my side of the story as well.
We're starting now. We're already on.
Oh, we're going.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, first of all, before Jared gets into it, Cody, go ahead.
Okay, what? Oh, I'm sorry.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinydk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer hit getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
I'm sorry for lying to you. I don't know. I just got nervous.
Yeah, I guess I'm sorry for lying too.
You lied too, dog.
I did. So my brain was playing some tricks on me, and I was sitting here at home. My buddy's like, "Hey, did you see that podcast thing they're talking about you?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" So he showed me it, and I was dying because I told you quickly. I was actually thinking about it afterwards. Like, was he actually there? Like.
Yeah.
Well, he said he was, so he had to be.
You both just, like, you mementoed each other.
Yeah, that's really did. So here's a question, though, because a lot of people are debating in the comments, like, who's he thinking about? My theory was it's Jimmy Tatro.
No, so I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Okay.
So me and Jimmy are good friends, and I know Jimmy well. And then I obviously know who you are from Real Bros of Simi Valley.
Okay.
And my girlfriend and I watch some of your stuff, and like we know who you are, and like, you know, we're fans of you and your girlfriend and fiance, I guess. And now I've been keeping up with it, so congratulations.
Oh, thanks, dude.
But yeah, so I saw you walk in and I was like, oh, there's okay, I know who that is. And then when you were walking by the second time, I was like, I'll say hi to him. And like, as I was going to say hello, I was like, oh, I've already met him. Like, he was at the California Strong game, he was there with Jimmy, and it all kind of like just got confused in my brain. So I was like, oh, I've already met him. So I was like, oh, hey, Cody, I'm Jared. Like, I think we've already met. It was like all within like a split second that I was like, oh, I've already met him. And then when you were like, oh yeah, I was there. I was like, okay, he was there. Okay, good. Like it all kind of worked that way. And then after you had left, I was like, wait, was he actually there? Like, and I was looking at like, I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, and obviously Jimmy and you are connected. So there was a little bit of confusion there, but I guess my brain just told me that you were there and clearly you weren't.
Did either of you even go to Mexico? Like, did you guys dream up that whole situation well?
Did any of this actually happen?
Yeah.
That's
the
real question.
Yeah.
Did you ever think at any point, like afterwards, like, man, he wasn't there. What a piece of shit.
No, not until I saw the podcast with you guys talking about it.
And then you realized what a shitty thing it was for him to do that.
You said what?
I said you didn't think about it until you watched the podcast, and then you realize, oh, that was a shitty thing he did.
He was saving me. He was saving me the embarrassment, is what he was doing.
Exactly. So it was actually a really admirable thing to do.
Right. Because if you'd have been like, no, I would have been like, oh, well, never mind. Have a good day. So yeah, no, it was, and my buddy was like, my buddy was there too. So he was like, was he there? And I was like, I think so. He said he was there. So
was your buddy there at the game?
Yeah, he was. He wasn't playing in it, but he was there, I believe. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's really funny.
The three of you just looking at each other like, right?
We're all boys, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Right. We all shared a hot dog.
Yeah, exactly.
One time.
Right. The three of us, right. One hot dog. Again,
I probably owe Cody a thank you for not embarrassing me in front of some of my friends there.
Jared, no, thank you. Jared, your media training is coming through like a shining star.
Yeah, seriously.
I've done a few of these. You know, yeah. I've had my fair share.
I got it.
This is the most professional podcast with Tiny Meat Gang as the name.
Oh, thank you, man.
It's really done well. You guys do a good job.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
man.
Bro.
Yeah, when
it.
You have small meat, you have to focus on other things. You know, production,
right. You gotta
personality.
Make up for it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I got to thank you for making me look cool in front of my friends. Because as I said in the episode, they were all freaking out. And then the one guy that was with me afterwards, he was like, how do you know him? And I was like, I don't.
Yeah. And likewise, I didn't know you at the time either.
Well, listen, I felt so bad about lying about a charity softball game that I went on your website, which, by the way, what the fuck is that URL, dude? JTG.store or something like that? Is that
JG16.store.
.store?
Yeah.
Is that a scam?
No.
Who the fuck is a dot store?
I saw your donation. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I donated to the Detroit Lion Foundation because I felt bad for lying about going to a charity game.
Nice. You're going to lie about the number you donated now?
I donated. It was a million, right?
Yeah, right? It was a million. Oh, yeah, no, thank you very much. Changing lives all over the place.
Changing lives. Yeah.
No, if there ever is another charity softball game where I buy something, you're going to be the first one invited.
We should throw one. That's what we should do. Like, we should make one happen.
Yeah, let's do one. TMG, Jared Goff, the actual charity softball game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You can get tickets on TMG JTG.store.
And then and then neither of you will show up.
But then we'll talk about it post.
Yeah,
like exactly.
Yeah.
God, we raised so much money that day.
Yeah.
Beautiful day.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm glad we were able to hash this out, man. Thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate
it. Hey, man, thank you. That was funny to watch. I was in tears watching it because I was like, oh my God, that all makes sense now. And it is like the funny thing of like, you know, we have mutual friends, but like, we clearly didn't know each other. And, you know, I was acting as if I did know you and you were acting as if you don't, but we didn't know each other. And just trying to play it too cool. You know, it's just too much LA going on.
Yeah, that's what it is. Damn.
If anything, you know what that makes me think of weirdly? So I was at a restaurant and Margot Robbie walks in to get pickup. And
that's sick.
The whole, well, no, just hold on.
So hot.
The whole room is like bugging out that she's in there. And this dude, he's like with his buddies and he kind of like makes a gesture to his friends in the vein of like, watch this. Turns around. He's like, hey. She's like, hi. He's like, John, remember we, and he just starts like saying stuff. He's like trying to socially engineer her. And he had her for a second. She was like, yeah. No, I think, but like, you know.
So she didn't pull a me. She just.
No.
She said no. She had some backbone and she said no.
Well, no, it took her a second. Okay. So what I'm saying is this is all just saying like in LA, if you just do like, we met at the softball game. If you do that enough, you can probably end up at like Elon Musk's house.
Yeah. I mean, we would know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That actually happened to us.
Yeah.
I may actually use that on someone else if I really don't know them.
Yeah.
You know, good to see you. You remember the softball game? And
Yeah.
Or if they say no, I'm like, no, you were definitely there.
Yeah. You got to bully them into it. No, you were there, dude. You made that big donation. Dude, good on you, man.
Right, you're the fucking man.
You're a nice guy, dude. Yeah. Straight up, man. Hell yeah.
Well, Cody, thank you for being so nice, for not embarrassing me, and then the donation. You the man.
Thank you, man. It. Really appreciate you coming on, and good to actually meet you.
Right. as who we think each other are.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, well, thanks for hopping on, Jared. I never in a million years would I think like a pro footballer would like actually acknowledge our call out. So it's sick.
It is really cool. Yeah. So we appreciate it. And
no, fan of the show and fan of you guys. So keep it up. You guys are doing great.
Thanks.
Oh, and Cody. Oh, this is the other thing.
What?
I don't know if we're allowed to cross promote on this show. But you and I are actually business partners in Friday Beers.
Oh, no way. Really?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah. Did you invest?
I did.
Oh, fuck yeah. I love those guys. Do you know them?
You and I are like two of like four celebrity investors, whatever you want to call that.
I wouldn't call Cody a celebrity, but I would definitely call you a celebrity.
And their podcast is coming out soon, and me and you are the first two episodes.
Let's go. Hell yeah.
Well, so that's where I knew you from.
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay, Jared, friend and now business partner. Thanks for coming on the podcast. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, see you soon.
Thanks, guys, for having me. Have fun.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Later, dude.
All right.
Sweet.
All right, that was fun. That was great.
Are you okay with keeping all that investing in Friday Beers things in, or do you want us to cut early on?
Yeah, I never invested in Friday Beers.
Are you serious?
I was about to, and then I didn't.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Are you serious? We're not rolling.
Are we rolling our audio?
What the fuck is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? Why do I keep doing this? Bro, I need to fucking...
That has to stay in.
What is wrong with me?
That is staying in.
I'm dead.
I'm fucking dead. He did it again. He did it again. Ryan fell to his fucking knees. Oh my God.
I've been in LA too long. I think that's what it is, man. Something's wrong, dude. Jesus
Christ. Oh my God.
You even said new friend and business partner now. You like hammered it
home. I hammered it home. What the fuck is wrong with me?
You fucking doubled down.
I was thinking in my head, I was like, now I have to invest in order to make this true. Okay, no, but I was really close to investing, and I just decided not to because I was like, I wasn't that liquid at that point or something like that. But I would have, and so like that's in my head. That's what fucking.
Oh my God, bro! Oh my God, Jared, he's a filthy liar. He's a filthy lying fucking socialite.
I don't blame you.
You looked right at the camera and went to my friend and business partner. And you took the most confident drink and he logged off. And Ryan's like, are you cool with that? And you're like, I never invested.
Oh, dude. I gotta get away for a while. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, dude.
Oh my God, what a fucking full circle moment. God damn.
I mean, there's no.
That couldn't be more perfect. You couldn't script that better. Oh my God. Holy shit.
You know, man. I was in the, you know, I was trying to make the show flow, so I had to say that. If I would have said no, it would have been like, no, we're not business partners, and it would have been the exact same as if I said no in Cabo. Right?
Yes, sir. I have no words. I can only laugh. Oh my God, man. Oh my God. Oh, Brooke and Connor are up next.
Yeah, okay. We got Brooke and Connor coming on now.
The fucking segment that we definitely didn't shoot already.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about them.
All right, everyone. That was fun.
That was a good time. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, the interview we definitely just did.
We definitely just filmed that, and he was a good guy, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully he was nice.
Yeah. Anyway, we have to talk about something real quick. As you all know, we have a new show, Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. And we have to tell you a little, we want to be transparent about this show.
Yeah, how it came to fruition.
Yeah, so how we came up with the show is we actually tried to clone Tom Holland and Amy Winehouse.
Why that pairing, you might ask?
Well, because one is no longer with us, and we thought it'd be massively impressive if we could bring someone back from the dead.
And the thing is, to take that leap is pretty big for us because the cloning technology didn't work on people that are alive.
Yeah.
So for us to do that, I don't really know why we kind of like took two steps forward there, but we tried it.
Yeah. And, you know, everyone loves Tom Holland.
Everyone loves him. I mean, he's a charmer.
Yeah. But we kind of fucked that up because, like, Tom Holland, he's what, like, four?
No, I think he's 5'1".
5'1", yeah. Or 5'4", 5'6", something like that.
Something like that.
We fucked it up, and Connor's, like, 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
So, anyways, why don't we just get him up here? We get to know him a little bit better. And you know, our sideways science experiments. let's get Brooke and Connor up here. Is that
beam those fuckers up.
Oh, wow.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
We got you a present.
Oh, geez.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Of course.
Well, you know, Christmas. Yeah. Christmas wrapping, but.
Yeah. Oh, well, let
me holly, see. Jolly.
I didn't like that one.
Sorry. No. Hi. Hey, good to see you.
Hi.
So good to see you.
And, oh, Noelle, it has your name on it.
It does.
Because it's for me.
It doesn't have my name on it, though.
Yeah, you don't get it. Thank you so much.
Of course, you guys enjoy that.
Thank you. A little late Christmas gift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Or Hanukkah.
A dead lobster
Hanukkah.
You guys shouldn't have.
It's a squid. It's still living.
It's a dead squid.
I kind of taped that up myself.
That's okay.
Yeah. In the meantime, I did hear that a number being thrown around about my height.
Yeah.
Missed it by 4 inches.
You're 6'4".
Yep.
We fucked that up even worse.
It's easy too.
We said that and I heard all the comments go, oh.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, what?
I keep talking.
It's okay.
Sorry, I just have to acknowledge, Brooke, this tape job you did. It's like a scotch corset.
Really good.
I feel like I'm really stripping this thing. Like I'm getting to know the box.
It's good.
All right.
What is it? I'm fucking...
On the edge.
There's one for each of you, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's an XL. That's for you. Because you're tall.
Exactly. Exactly. That's right.
Oh,
good.
This is great.
Okay, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
It's reversible.
Oh,
great. So,
both sides.
So it's like,
okay,
depending on the kind of mood you're in.
So, like, and Brooke will give you the rundown of the mood. It's kind of like a mood ring, but you decide your mood.
Right.
So
if you're just like feeling in the mood to like support women or whatever, you can wear me on the front.
Cash, let's see.
And if you're just like feeling something else.
All right, so it's going to be this side.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're completely fine.
No, look, wait, hold it up reverse. Look, now we've had three women on this show now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
And don't forget her, of course.
The stats went up 300% in like 4 minutes.
Yeah, thanks to Brooke.
That's crazy.
So I appreciate that.
Thank you guys. This is so good.
I just want to leave this here.
Of course.
Just gonna leave this in the.
I'm not taking off the crew because it's a sick fit.
I would wear this, but
I'm completely dripping now. So.
It's like a blanket.
You're soaking wet.
Yes.
Yeah. But so we'll just wear it after the show. You guys can throw.
Although Noel is making fun of the
shoes.
Look
at that. He turned it around to the woman's side and folded it up.
Kind of disgusting.
His hidden misogyny, his internalized misogyny, just seeping through.
No,
couldn't stand a woman to be on a T-shirt.
Is there like a flag post that we could get so I could put it sideways?
We
like
could
this
get you one.
Just...
Oh, because you want women on their sides?
No,
only?
No.
Okay,
I want it to blow in the wind proudly.
Yeah, no,
I just
feel
blowing
like
in the wind.
Oh,
that's
Jesus
nice,
Christ.
Dude.
I don't want women blowing anything.
No, you're good
on this set.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good.
I'm sorry.
No, keep talking.
Sorry.
You're good. I'll just sit here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of women, you think Air Force Ones are girl shoes?
Definitely, yeah, I would say.
You think that?
I'll turn it to Gen Z.
What do you guys think?
What's your? Yeah.
I got the brand new Forces. I'm wearing them proudly.
Not a
today
crease
on the
in sight.
Not a crease that you can see.
You're killing it.
Those are giving me just like unisex energy.
And
thank
that's
you.
Very
which is,
Gen Z.
Which is great.
That's very Gen
yeah,
Z.
Yeah, I agree.
It is.
There is no longer a, this is for men, this is for women.
That's true.
Dang
yeah,
anymore.
Dude.
I wear all of Brooke's clothes. This is my cardigan.
Yeah.
We just switch off.
Oh, good.
We're just very progressive.
That's sick, though.
But Yeah, I don't know.
Gen Z couples are going to become like highly efficient where they can just share one closet.
Right.
Yeah.
That's going to be kind of dope.
Kelsey and I share a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
I got to be honest.
Yeah.
We're already doing that. Is that bad? Like, this is this is her thing.
No, it's
her
great.
Bra,
no.
Her sweater. It's and her bra.
Sorry, you were like pinching under there. I didn't know what you were.
These are her titties.
Oh, nice. That's interesting.
Yeah, we're really
Guys are in crop tops now, and girls are in the big hoodies. And
yeah.
It's just like
streetwear is an everybody outfit. Right.
And that's, you know, you guys, I like to think that your audience. Wait, who the fuck are you guys?
Yeah, why don't you?
Oh, I'm Amy.
I'm Spider-Man.
Right.
I just like have decided to explore a new version of myself without all of those masks, like metaphorical and physical. Mm,
yeah.
And it feels good.
Yeah. That sucks that they always really have good. To like Photoshop you to be smaller than Zendaya.
It's disgusting. Yeah. No offense to you and on women everywhere, but
no, none taken.
No, it's more of like the messaging that we're putting out to the world that it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Even though I'm like 5 inches taller than Zendaya, you know, swallow my pride.
Can you tell the story real fast of the Spotify party? I know you said it on your episode, the first episode of your show.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, guys, if you don't know, Brooke and Connor, they have a new show under our studio.
Yeah.
And it's called Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. Episode 1 came out last week, Thursday. They've replaced us.
Yeah.
We are now on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Just going to drill that home again.
Yeah, we're on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays.
And they're on Thursdays.
And they're on Thursdays. And so go subscribe to their show on Spotify, podcast app. Give it a review. That really helps us. And then watch it on YouTube or all of the above. You can watch it all three ways at the same time. That would really help us.
Yeah.
But they have a brand new show. And on the first episode, you told the story of the Spotify party.
Right.
And just say it really briefly for everyone that didn't listen.
Yeah. So like I'm finding out every single day of my life that there's never been an original thought and there's never been like one person that doesn't look like 50 people.
Yeah.
So every day I get these DMs of these different shaped people that look just like me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everyone. And so my now buddy comes up and he's like, hey, like I get that I look like you all the time. He looks just like Tom Holland. And I'm like, okay, cool. And he's like, look, no, I'm being honest. Look at what my ex-girlfriend just sent me yesterday. And was like, Will, I'm so sorry. It was, the message was, I found the uglier version of you. And I was like, why would you show me
that? And there was like 10 of us all standing there looking at the text. Like, and we were all like, okay, yeah.
And I was like, I'm at an event like, next to like the hottest people on the planet, which is like humbling, obviously. And then I get this thing that's like, okay, my doppelganger is here. And I'm like his stepbrother that like doesn't see the light of day. But his name is Will Robb. He's awesome. He's my buddy now.
Yeah.
Don't come. We're getting like a lot of heat on his page.
Oh, we are. Oh, we are.
Yeah.
You are?
Well,
he's really
awesome
good,
and he's my buddy now. We've come full circle. But
wait, what's the heat? What are people mad about?
That
they're going to his account. They're like,
Connor's hotter.
Oh, you're hotter.
And I'm like, guys, like, it's okay. We don't need to have beef.
No, we do need beef.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'm gonna fight him.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
But that was funny. We've come full circle, though.
Brooke, have you ever been so compelled to like champion a dude's looks that you would have to get in a comment section and be like, no, he is hotter than you? Has that ever?
It has not been something that has come to my mind.
Yeah.
But more power to them, I guess, right? They really care about you.
So these are fans that for some reason feel the need to like...
To pass all the thresholds of being
it's
like,
funny because it's not even him that did it. It's the ex-girlfriend.
No, it's
I
not
mean, it's
him.
A little bit of a dick move for him to be like, hey, you're...
He was not meaning
you're like
that
a, you're like me, but...
Ugly.
Ugly.
Yeah.
It's so,
I think he like didn't even know that that's what she had said, and then it was just kind of like dead quiet after he had...
It's
after
kinda,
everybody had processed.
Have you guys ever met somebody and like maybe you're both online?
Yeah.
And you meet them. This has happened to me twice, and it's the worst... Most like stomach.
Yeah, then that
feeling.
Guy in the suit comes out and he's like, guess what? That guy wasn't real and you're on a show now. I'm like, what?
Well, that did happen once.
Oh, okay.
We'll circle back. But I've had two people muted and are like blocked. And when they've been like, fall, because I just don't like their content, they'll be like, oh, like follow me back real quick. And I'm like, I can't. I'm about to shit my pants. Like something, I'm like, I need to go. Actually, I just shit my pants. I have to leave the room now. And I've gotten out of both of them, but I can't say any names because now I like them both. But I was just like, oh my God, they're blocked. How do I get out of this? And both times I've just been like, I just shit my pants. I have to go.
Wow.
So there's rumors going around that I have IBS.
That is so funny.
Rumors.
Rumors. Okay.
We actually, we named names on this show though. So who was it?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you drop
one? I just
one?
Shit my pants.
That's mad funny.
No, that's not happened to anybody at all. Where
that
you,
happened
you,
to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell it. Tell a story.
I don't know if I can.
No, we name names on this show.
Oh, we name names.
You guys are new to podcasting. We start drama.
Yeah.
Really?
It's, all, it's like wrestling. It's like yes. WWE. You need
okay,
to create storyline. Yeah.
Well.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well,
It was ex-President Barack Obama.
Oh, wow.
I had to imagine me trying to come back from that. It was hard.
Well, anyway, Joe Biden just posted a photo dump, so.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Just captioned photo dump.
No way.
Yeah, I swear.
Can we pull that up?
This social media team sucks.
And it was just like photo dump XX. The comments are like, material girl.
We got the worst.
People are like, Emma Chamberlain who?
We got the worst.
Come on.
Not the
and
photo
they,
dump.
The dates
one
on
comment
it?
Was just like, we're fucked.
Yeah, Putin's going to
like the fish island.
That is so good.
Yeah, Russia's just going to
you know the intern just like up. Ordered a bunch of different like lenses from Amazon. I'm going to try this clip on fisheye.
I didn't even
JB,
think,
just like stand yes.
I didn't even think the intern did. I feel like he just went to Getty Images and just ran up the White House card and was like, we'll just work with what we
14
get.
14 grand for this image. Yeah.
I can just see him in his press
government.
Conference.
Yeah.
Like,
on
I want
Getty
to try
Images.
Something new this week. That is too good.
They are roasting you on presidential TikTok.
Yeah.
Honestly, kind of a fire dump.
Stop lying.
Yeah.
What if it's...
Connor's taking better fake dumps than this.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was good.
Thanks,
that was,
man.
That was really good.
Thanks.
Circling that was good.
Back.
Yeah.
Thank you. This fish eye thing is just...
Yeah, that is crazy.
Is that a disco ball?
Yeah, it might be a Christmas ornament or like the guy who wanted to assassinate him, like looking through a door. Oh,
nice.
Sorry.
Jeez. Are we going to get arrested for that?
No. If Connor and Brooke can lie about needing to shit their pants on like, you know, the follow back.
Yeah,
the lights
true.
Are about to just shut off.
Yeah. No, we're good.
Yeah, no, this was just caught me off guard. It's just like you can't post a photo dump the same week as like the new Euphoria episode comes out.
Right.
Because yeah. It feels like we're losing everybody. We're just going down. We've lost the plot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like fully our
president.
Yeah,
it's pretty wild for him to go, you know, just basically be like, yeah, you know, if Russia invades Ukraine, like we will take action. Like we're going to be very, like we're going to go to war. And then he's like, photo dump, by the way. Yeah. Yo, my weekend though, pretty lit.
I got troops lined up, so like we're set there. But, like right now, I need to figure out what the 10th photo is going to be. Like, do you guys like this lineup? Like it's priorities. I guess like image is pretty much everything.
Yeah.
TBH.
I just wanted to ask Brooke, what did you do when it came to the blocking thing? Because Connor said he shit his pants. What did you do when
she did kind of shirk that question?
Yeah. Well, it was one of. Okay, so it's a friend.
I don't know who it was. You can say the name and we'll censor it if you want. If
well,
it makes it easier.
It's one of Connor's
friends.
Look at Connor
faking it. He's like, I don't know. No,
I don't think I know who it is. It's one of my friends?
Yeah, in a way. But basically, this person has a TikTok.
Right.
And I kept getting tagged in it. And they were like, this person reminds me of you, Brooke. And I was like, I hate that. And I just blocked. So I would stop getting those comments. And then I think, I don't know if I'm being narcissistic, but I would imagine maybe he knew I blocked just
how?
Because, well, because if I was getting tagged in it so much, maybe if he clicked on me and it was like not available.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, right. Yeah. So you block it to get it off your feed, but then
right,
also just, it's very
so
clear
I can
that
stop
that.
Getting those like comments like, oh, this reminds me of Brooke. Because mm-hmm. I was like, if it does, then
I'm sorry. I want to put a pause right here and say every millennial listening to this is like, what the fuck is this, dude? What is our society right now? This is bullshit.
Is he is your friend.
Look, I love all the drama that just unloads right here because Connor goes,
name?
Is that my friend? It is my
friend. Who is it? Just say it. Who is it? Just say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough
and
one.
Then I had met him and then we were talking and then I realized all of a sudden I was like, this is that guy.
Oh, so you met him in person?
I met him in person and it wasn't like he was like, oh, follow me on TikTok, but I was like, I blocked you.
Right.
And
I like that she's like, it's my friend and I checked several times and he doesn't follow me on anything.
Well, but you know him pretty well in person.
Yeah.
And then I just didn't know. I was like, do you know I blocked you? I think you do. And then just had to carry out the conversation kind of knowing where we both were in that moment.
You said that to him?
No, I didn't say anything. Oh, but like, okay, I see. I just like would assume he knew. And then immediately went and unblocked, which was maybe worse.
Yeah.
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 I'm sorry, that's just the funniest situation.
I can't believe you guys have an experience.
Yeah.
Nah.
No, I really? I've never blocked anyone.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not like so trigger happy. If I don't get like direct, like my comment sections are not a safe space, and I've been very outspoken about that. Like, I'm not only blocking, like you can Google curses now, like to put on people.
Yeah.
Like it's a Google away. Yeah. So I'm Madam Zeroni-ing people's ass like right and left. I'm like, you want to comment something that isn't like directly positive feedback? Cursed. Curse. Block. And people will DM me like, what did I do? Why'd you block me? I'm like, I don't know. But good luck for like the next couple of centuries. Because your bloodline is.
I have people DMing me like, can you please tell Connor to unblock me?
And also like me. Take away the fucking curse because like shit keeps going wrong.
I'm having a really bad
just,
day.
Like, turned into a frog. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, dude. That's for 200 years.
That sucks.
And there's no one doing it. It's like one of the permanent curses.
It's just like words hurt. So someone was like, this isn't funny. I was like, curse. Sorry. Like, I don't know what to say.
That's hilarious. It's so good to be like, yo, this is my hair's fucked up.
Locked.
I want to make sure his knees are.
And I'm not even talking
tomorrow morning.
I'm not even, I'm going to like Nancy Kerrigan someone's ass in the parking lot if I find, but sorry, that was probably.
Who's Nancy Kerrigan?
I'm not gonna bust anybody's knees up in the parking lot.
Figure skating,
right? Like, I think she like took a baseball bat to.
It was a metal pipe.
Yeah,
yeah.
To someone's knees.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. She beat up. What's her name?
Itanya.
Yeah.
Yes.
She beat up Itanya.
Yeah.
Oh.
Justine. She beat up Justine.
Tanya Harding was her name. Sorry.
No, I think Tanya. No, Tanya beat up. Itanya beat up Nancy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or sent someone to. Club her knees.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You worded it.
Figure skating's not real.
It's not a real sport anyways. Who gives a fuck?
Oh.
I'm coming from the diver. Come on.
Yeah,
I can say that.
Yeah. That's fair.
I can say that.
Oh, yeah. Forget you dive.
Yeah.
You still dive?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How's your...
Yeah.
I pretty much dive.
Wait, do you guys know who Apollo Ono is?
No. Yeah. Oh.
Don't even.
Yes.
Don't say it.
Yes?
No.
Apollo.
I lied.
Can we bring up Apollo?
I know Apollo.
Don't say it.
Us saying figure skating is not real is rich coming from the two guys that look like they crawled out of Apollo Ono's face.
Oh, yeah. We're a combo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Bring up Apollo. We're like he was like a speed skater in the year.
Oh, I was going to be like, I love his music. Who is this?
Yeah, he's a DJ, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a combo.
Oh, yeah. I know this guy.
Yeah, it literally looks like. Do you?
I know his face. I just feel like he's character on SNL. Like any person could just like fall into the costume closet and come out looking like him.
Yeah.
But look at his.
He's
the
a
angles
figure skater.
Of this guy.
Yeah. He was a speed skater.
Oh, a speed skater.
Yeah.
He looks fast. I think we can all agree on that. He looks like if Kid Rock was doing speed.
Yeah.
Like behind a 7-Eleven.
Oh, so just Kid Rock.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
That.
You know, the fucker was like, he's going back on tour, and he was like, I'm going to pull all my dates if there's any COVID restrictions. Everyone's like, what? At the, like, Pig in a Whistle bar? Like, who's going to the Kid Rock show, man?
I was thinking you meant Chris Rock, and I was like, I am not kind of getting that from that image.
Sorry, Connor, you were about to say something. I cut you off.
Oh, no, I probably wasn't even good. I'm glad.
Wait, so... Kid Rock actually said, if there's COVID restrictions, I'm not performing.
Yeah, he's gonna
pull
the show.
Like, aw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bummer.
One of the funniest.
Dude, I was so pumped to see Kid Rock. Like, there's anyone at those shows that's there unironically. Yeah, right.
No, dude.
What does he say?
No, dude. People love Kid Rock. It was 19.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
You know that one.
Yeah.
He's a classic.
I think so.
Sweet Home Alabama.
That's
right?
Leonard Skinner.
No, singing Sweet Home Alabama, right?
He remixed it or something.
It's the same one you were just singing.
No, that's Leonard Skinner.
Yes.
I love this.
We're talking about Kid Rock.
I'm talking about the exact same thing you're talking about.
Those are two different people.
They're not. The song we were singing is the exact same.
Okay.
Okay, you're
fine.
If
you guys are wondering what the show is like.
If you ever watched your siblings fight, if you're a middle child, this will be very endearing.
Do we have the
heart.
Show for you? Yeah. us arguing about Kid Rock for 90 minutes.
Tom and Amy make a podcast.
So are you arguing about the fact that Kid Rock remixed Sweet Home Alabama?
I'm honestly, I lost what we were.
I was arguing. You started singing. Would you be able to sing that again?
All Summer Long by Kid Rock.
And I was singing the exact same song.
No, yeah. She was singing Sweet Home Alabama.
No, Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Summer Long.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He does sample from Sweet Home Alabama by Leonard Skinner in that song.
Yeah.
See, but at the end of the day, I was right. And
so
that.
Connor's the one who's going to be pissed when he pulls the show. Because of the COVID restrictions.
Yeah, yeah. I really wanted to hear your remix of Sweet Home Alabama.
I was flying up to Northern Michigan to go see that show at the Ugly Duckling Bar.
There's only one flight a day that goes there, you fucking assholes.
You fly into like some other town and drive all the way up the lakes.
Brooke, can you bring the mic?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Brooke, bring mic closer to mouth.
Brooke, bring the mic. Yeah, sorry.
So let's talk. Next, let's talk about Brooke bringing the mic closer to her mouth. No.
And I'll be moving the mic closer to my mouth this time.
You're gonna have to wash my mic because it's been inside my mouth. I haven't really been this close to
anyone in a long time.
On the Brooke and Connor show, I think it'd be good for people to know that they're probably. You guys are probably gonna argue a lot.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. And, yeah. What types of things will you argue about?
Stuff, for sure.
We got in a bit of a tiff about Taylor Swift recently.
Yeah.
So that was a big fight that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think a lot of things, NFTs, we'll argue about.
Yeah.
Like which ones are cooler? Or...
Like which, what is it
what,
stand
what
for?
Is it really? What is NFT?
Who's NFT? Who's allowed access to them? And really just, it's everything of the sort. Everything you can imagine.
I don't think we really agree.
If Wordle is an integral part of society, which she believes it is, if it's a competitive thing.
It's a competitive sport.
You name it, honestly. She got carpal tunnel from Wordle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, well, that's.
Are you doing it in, are you like a three person? Are you doing them in three?
A three?
Like, are you doing them in three, the Wordles?
Did what you just do, ask Brooke if she was a three?
Out of 10?
I think that.
Damn, Cody.
I think you better flip
Wordle?
Your shirt around to my
Wordle.
Side.
I'm saying, do you do them in the third row? Is that when you complete them? Like, I see a lot of people, and I did it one time, and I was like all over my story.
Forgive me for being confused.
Well, I'm saying if you were like a real Wordle player,
yeah,
you'd
Cody,
know that
you're
term. Because it's
you're
like
good.
We say that.
I told you it's competitive.
Amongst the Wordle community.
I would, well, yeah, you're fine. I would say I'm averaging at about a 4.5.
Okay.
At this rate. Do you
don't,
play?
Don't let
Do you
Cody
Wordle?
Bully you into saying you're a 4.5. Okay. That's
that's not what I'm.
This is just
I didn't mean
watch.
That.
This is pretty.
You,
is,
I was going to say,
where's
Cody,
your
you
shirt,
need,
by the way?
You're
going
to flip it around, Cody, to my side. Because that is definitely not.
Yeah, you're not in a womanly
thanks,
mood.
Thanks, Cody.
Yeah. I didn't mean that.
I stand with Brooke.
I was trying to talk Wordle.
Hashtag I stand with Brooke.
But I'm like a 4.5, a solid 4.5 with Wordle, I'd say, and in life in general.
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
Do you see that it got bought?
By who?
New York Times. Yeah. Actually, I don't know if he sold it, but the New York Times has purchased Wordle. Yes.
Okay, I'm not playing it anymore.
A popular word game that became a viral sensation in a matter of months. But it's funny because my friend, Marcus.
Yeah.
I guess he's big into word games.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know.
Mm.
But he's like, dude, if you think Wordle's fun, you should check out the New York Times crossword mini of the day.
Oh.
So I've been playing that.
Oh, nice.
Which is now going to be Wordle, probably.
Well, I think they're going to add it to that app because there's another spelling game in there that's a lot of fun, too.
Wow.
So I've been like, I know a ton of words now.
Nice.
Do you play Loodle?
Yeah, Loodle is hard.
I feel like you would like Loodle.
What?
No, what? You're switching your shirt.
Yeah.
Loodle's so hard. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
No, Loodle's
so hard.
So much harder.
They got it they didn't disclose a number, but they have reported on themselves. The New York Times has purchased. I'm like, why are you? That's in third person. Just say we bought it.
Yeah.
But it was just a 7-figure number that they didn't disclose, which everybody in the world is playing it. How many figures is seven? Is that million?
It's like a million or nine.
So it could be $1 million that they bought it for. I feel like it's worth more, but I don't know. I don't play it.
Throw a number out there, man. Don't be afraid.
I mean, like, if some people can get Spotify deals for $60 million for 3 years, I feel like Wordle's at least worth
$100 million.
$100 million.
Yeah, yeah. So are you saying the $60 million deal that person got, are you saying that maybe was too much?
I'm just confused about numbers in general. Like, I don't know what anything is worth. Like, now I'm, we got again back to NFTs. Yeah. I'm like, really? Like, I have no.
So you're saying the Caller Daddy podcast is
God
overvalued?
Damn it. No, I didn't.
Interesting, Connor. You're saying a woman's podcast is overvalued.
That is super interesting.
Give me that shirt. I have Brooke right here.
No, but
loving this.
Back to Loodle.
I didn't say you could touch me.
Okay, so what was next that we were talking about besides I'm drenched in sweat over here? Oh, my God, I just shit my pants. Again.
All the comments are going to be like, cool episode, but really fucked up when Connor inappropriately touched Brooke.
Oh, God, I'm getting a cease and desist. It's just the Brooke makes a podcast.
It's okay. Anyone that comments that, you can curse them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you put a curse on them. No, dude, I want to talk about Loodle because I think it's way harder than Wordle.
It's so harder because there's like six total words you can choose from.
Wait, let's.
Like, I'll try boobs and it's not
it. Let's try
it.
Let's do this one. I know people are going to get fucking pissed that if we solve this and they're like, oh, I didn't do it yet today. But like, I don't think anyone really does Loodle, right?
Not many people.
Not so many people.
All right, titties.
And like, you can.
No. That's
with a Y. T-I-T-Y-S.
No, that's one of the examples. They're like, look.
It's never
true,
boobs.
Yeah. Dick's titty and queef. Titty queef.
It's never boobs.
That was actually my nickname in college. Dick's titty queef.
Penis? P-E-N-I-S.
Penis is a good
Thank
one.
You guys.
Yeah, it's a good starting point.
That's good.
Penis is really good.
Hey!
Oh, ooh. Not in the right place.
Okay.
If you're listening
herpes?
On audio, this is what a retirement home sounds like.
Bingo.
Herpy.
Good one, Cody.
Herpes.
Try it. It may not take herp. Herpy?
Yeah, is there a singular
one
version?
Singular herp?
Just one cold sore?
Yo, doc,
you
I
got
a herp. No. Okay, there's a P and an E. Shit.
All right, you know what?
I don't really know.
I thought it'd be way easier to think of dirty words, but it's hard.
Nipple.
Nipple.
Oh!
Nips.
Oh,
Nips.
No, there's no N.
Oh.
There's no N-I.
Kegel. But
there's
no P in Kegel. The P is silent in Kegel.
Oh, I just thought of a horrible one. Grope?
That was yesterday's.
Oh, was
oh,
it?
Oh, no, that was gape. That was gaper or something.
Gaper.
So oh, no. I keep hearing you say that. Seriously. No, gape was yesterday's.
Nipple, grope.
Yesterday's was gaper.
No, yesterday's was groper.
Okay, we're
gonorrhea.
I
would give gape. Gape another try.
But there's
that's four.
No,
gaper.
Gaper.
Hey, that's a gaper.
Yeah.
I think
try gaper.
This might be yesterday's.
My boy's a big gaper. Oh, but there's no R. Whatever. Try it. Let's see.
Yeah, fuck it. Just do it. No, that's not a real word.
Gaped.
Gaper?
It's gaped.
Gaped.
It's gaped.
Yeah.
Oh, do it. Gaped.
But if you're the person doing the gaping, aren't
you? Would you be able
gaper?
To use gaped in a sentence?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It was gaped.
Well, I did this yesterday.
Oh, okay, damn. Okay.
But could you guys do me a favor and say and use gaped in a sentence?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want.
Me and my boy were chilling last night and then I got totally gaped. That could mean anything.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it couldn't. That means one thing. That means one thing.
No, but we're in the English language, we interchange stuff all the time.
So I don't personally. Really?
No, I think I could figure
all.
It out,
you know
but
what,
I'm a little bit lost.
What, are you saying you don't know what gaped is?
Gape. I mean, I know it in a non-sexual way. Like, well, like...
That was a gaping,
what is
gaping
it, what
hole.
Is it? Gaping hole.
And I mean that completely non-sexually. But
so then what do you think it would be sexually?
So,
all right,
the situation
right.
is
I gaped
that,
her?
No, yeah, exactly.
Is no, that it?
Like, we're using gape as a verb. That means that gape is a verb in this situation.
To gape or not to
gape? To
gape
or not to gape. That is the question of the day.
All right.
That's what Shakespeare always said.
Yeah.
Like, let's imagine, like, this is like a non-sexual
right.
gaping hole.
Right.
This is also a sexual.
I just feel like gaper
hole.
Would make more sense.
Gaper?
Mm-hmm.
Like, meaning what? Like,
That's a gaper.
He like, has a gaper.
Oh, like a slang?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, she got a gaper.
Yeah.
No, ooh. It's usually gaped after.
Yeah.
So that's why it's gaped and not a gaper.
And I didn't know that. And yeah. Thank you for teaching me something new today. Yeah. Because as a woman, I need to learn that kind of stuff. Yeah.
And guys are gross, you know?
Yeah.
That we know
well,
this
no,
stuff.
If
well, I think it's just about being transparent. If this is a learning moment for anyone, it's all of us. We're here. We're learning with everybody.
Yeah.
Like, what does gaped mean?
Yeah. You two are clearly not perverse family consumers.
So someone's going to know what gaped means.
Kyle,
in the
is that Kyle? He's going, oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you not, mind not if I again. Take my vitamins really quick? I forgot to do it. And if I don't do it, then I'll get sick.
Okay. Are you
Speaking
serious?
Of gaped, yeah. Do you mind if I take my vitamins?
I'm
actually taking vitamins.
I'm so gaped.
Speaking of gaped, yeah. I'm not going to joke. I'm just gonna...
It's crazy how many pills I can swallow at one time. Okay.
You got a gaping neck, man.
Yeah, God, dude.
This is a this thing is gaping. Gape.
Yeah.
That's why I can throttle. Swallow.
Throttle.
That should be like your Hinge bio. Guess how many pills I can swallow all at once.
The answer is 7, because I tried to do 8.
I just wanted to...
Vitamin D coming back up.
You good?
I'm good. I'm ready. I'm gaping.
It's just a big hole, man. It's just the two-way traffic. It can go...
It's ideally one way.
Yeah.
But you know,
sometimes it comes back. I just have to defend the use of gape, like after getting really drunk or something. No?
Oh, you're
I
saying
see that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what,
Should
that's
we make
what
that
mean.
A thing?
Yeah, like, what did you get up to last night? Fucking me and this dude got fucking gape, dude. I was bent over,
that,
dude.
No.
I was tore up, bro.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't know you guys were.
Oh, no, man. We were just drinking.
Oh.
Yeah. No, that was Cal after that last Euphoria episode. Yeah.
Oh, wait, don't.
You
I
didn't
see
it?
Episode
4
Dude,
you,
yet.
Can, you, cannot, you cannot be coming because you can't be. You cannot be coming. You're gaped right now, dude.
What the fuck?
You didn't do your homework.
I tried to watch it last night, but we're.
Guess what?
We watched it on YouTube TV.
Oh.
And those fuckers. Don't look at me like that. It's sick, all right? It's a great.
It's just not.
Look at the bewilderment on Brooke's face.
You're just not
going to
get
even,
like the HBO experience yeah. of what? Like the HBO experience is like, dun, dun,
yeah.
When it starts yeah. and you're like, okay, I'm in Euphoria.
Yeah.
Right now.
Why, wait, what? Why? You know, you guys don't support YouTube TV?
No, we do because they're probably watching this.
I'm
well, I mean, they
going along
fucked
with
me.
What they're doing.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they fucked me because I couldn't watch it last night.
Your mouth is gaped, just in disbelief.
Yeah.
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 Did we figure it out?
That's actually a good. That's actually.
That's
a
what
good
I was saying
it.
About it being non-sexual.
Yeah.
My mouth is agape.
But it's loodles.
Right. Yeah.
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 That's so funny to think about Brooke punching in gaped, and she's
being
like
"Wow,
oh, what a clean word. What a clean
so
word
weird
for the
for
day.
This to be
just
on
double
loodle.
Checking yeah. if it's Wordle or loodle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's your excuse, YouTube TV?
I don't know, because it's everything in one. YouTube TV is fucking awesome.
Okay.
You don't need cable if you get YouTube TV, because it's everything in like one service.
Cool brand deal, man.
You
Are we cut in on this?
This is not a promotion. I'm not getting paid for this.
Sure.
We just like the service.
Yeah.
But we,
and if we sign up with
cable.
Your
no
link.
One's getting
we'll
a cable.
And I mean,
yeah.
I do have a promo code that you can sign up with, but.
I think the cable piece of it is
right. You don't
not
need
even part of the conversation.
HBO.
Cable,
right?
Well, it's
what?
A cable.
That's not an argument anymore to get a streaming service. You don't need cable. I fucking know. I know. I don't have cable.
No, I know.
I mean, it's just
okay, see, the thing is, it's.
I don't even know what cable is.
I don't know
is.
Why we have
like a cord.
You guys
anyways,
have now bullied me.
See, that's how you know, Cody. If you've been on Twitter at all the past couple days, you've seen probably every spoiler
yeah.
for the episode, and nothing really happens. No offense.
Yeah.
Nothing Jacob happens
I
in the show. You disagree?
Yeah, I think so much happened.
Actually,
nothing,
no,
nothing
I actually
happens.
Think you're missing out on so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, no, I'm with Brooke.
Yeah,
that shit at the
so
end with
much.
Cal,
yeah.
that was not
that
his.
No,
I was going to say that was huge, but I wasn't referring to his.
Well, that was a prosthetic. I looked it up.
No, I know. I'm bummed about that.
Yeah.
They use stunt cocks.
Guess what? I read about this online. He basically was like, I'm cool with doing whatever. Like, if it means more to you guys for it to be my real situation, I'm willing to do that. And they were like, no, it's okay. Like
no,
prosthetic is a-okay.
So all the dicks are fake?
No. Yes.
The locker room scene? No.
Yes, they're all fake.
No, they're not.
No.
The locker room scene must have been real.
Yeah.
And I came out that with absolutely no.
You came.
No fact, no knowledge.
No, I've double checked on what's prosthetic and what's not, and that's how you know how much people are getting paid.
Connor's been researching this.
There's a lot of dicks in, like.
See, I was going to say, never mind.
Well, I'm
just. The dick when the guy sat down to take a dump.
That
must have been real, because like the way, like,
it was prosthetic.
The way it moved, that was a prosthetic dick.
Yeah, I looked it up.
I don't know what's real anymore.
Okay, Euphoria is just like really, the body image situation on Euphoria is just like setting personally me up for failure.
Yeah, imagine how I feel.
Anyways, what else should we talk about?
Yeah,
no, I actually agree with you guys. Everyone on there is like
so hot.
It's just like unrealistic, like Dominic Fike. Like, who has face tattoos in high school? That alone, do they?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I grew up in rural Canada.
Connor and I met
the 90s,
Jacob Elordi in person, who plays Nate, and it was like you can't even look at
my
him.
My mouth was agape.
Like,
I was gaping in so many ways.
Nice.
For Jacob.
Like, it is just, he is like so scary, good looking.
But don't you get like the vibe that he's like a gigantic douche? No offense. I don't know if you know Jacob, if you're watching this.
Jacob, if
come
you're
on the show,
this,
dude.
Cody is saying you're a
we
fucking
just
tool.
You, Jacob.
He's saying
he was
plain
genuinely
English, you're a tool.
So nice and cool. Nice.
He was.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I was Jacob Elordi, I would literally have a shirt on. I would like float everywhere, I feel like. Like I wouldn't walk. I would just like float around and be.
It just makes you think of that fucking.
Like an angel.
That like shit, like fucking shit post meme where they play Cardi's music. And it's just that person like floating on
yeah,
the back.
That's what
yeah,
I would
that's
do.
Just what you do around town.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, he was really really fucking cool.
He was really nice, but yeah, but nothing.
I just get the vibe like when I watch him and he does those like faces where he's like looking at like Cassie from this, you know, that in the first episode when he's
so
like, going super fast.
The show
and
is
he's like looking at. I was like, I was having trouble watching that because I feel like he's actually that person. He like plays that character too well.
Acting is like a key part of TV shows. So, like, it's easy to forget.
Enough for show. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I just unplugged the mic.
Yeah.
Good.
There, it's back in.
Good. Now let's keep it. Let's keep it unplugged. Yeah.
So, Cody, I don't know if you know, no one on the show is real, and not all the penises are real.
Okay.
Trust.
No, that's good to know.
I have to say, you know, Cody's old because that they use the cable line to sell you on it.
Dude,
like,
I don't
you're
even
old enough
cable.
That you read like, oh yeah, no cable, and then you completely got hoodwinked because no one's had cable for fucking.
Dude,
how long?
I know that, but like sports.
Yeah.
How do you watch sports?
Hulu?
You still need cable for that.
Hulu.
You can't live stream.
Hulu has live sports.
Yeah, you can do that.
Baker Mayfield drilled that into our brains.
Yeah.
All right, never mind.
So Hulu has
thing.
Live sports. It's okay. We'll figure this out.
Yeah, we can sidebar this. We can help you get on.
If you wouldn't mind helping me sign up for HBO.
Yeah. We can take the dish off of your house.
Can I explain a little bit? Okay, so we use Kelsey's dad's account because like DirecTV, he has it, so he gets everything, right? I think he changed his password. So we're like sitting there, and I'm like, I don't want to sign up for fucking HBO and Hulu right now and all these services that we used.
Mm.
So we're like, YouTube TV has everything in one place. Why don't we just sign up for this? It's like $60 a month, and then we get everything.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's not that old, is it?
My dad has it, and he was selling it to me the other day.
Was he?
Yeah, he was like, I love YouTube TV. It has everything on it.
You don't even need cable.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
you don't
even need cable.
Okay. You know what?
He might not have changed his password. They might have just like shut down DirecTV.
Yeah.
I just also like the idea of Cody sitting there at home, and every time the dicks come out, he's like, that's real. Yep.
How did they cast this whole crew?
Yeah.
Okay, so we need like a great, very handsome dude with like a giant dick, and it's gonna be in every shot.
Yeah. And you have one line. Sure, man, I'm there.
Yeah, that guy did have one line. He comes in. Remember that
Which,
scene?
The guy on the
when
toilet?
Cassie's in the bathtub?
Yeah, yeah.
And he sits down and he's like, hey, you're really hot, but I'm still gonna take a shit. Imagine being like, your agents reach out and they're like, hey, we have this awesome role for you. Yeah. They like really want you.
Yeah. That scene shocked me because like, I don't know where I thought it went when you're shitting, but like not there.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah. Wait, someone was talking about this.
It over his shoulder.
I don't know if I thought maybe he would kind of just like hold. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was alarming to see.
I was just talking about this with someone. Or was it? Did you guys talk about this on your show? Or maybe not? I don't know.
So.
But I was just having this conversation where someone was like, some girl was like, I thought that guys like held it or like pushed it back or something.
Yeah.
Or
no. We let it stir the pot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like
mine goes in the water.
Right.
And then down
the toilet hole.
Yeah, it gets in the way.
Into the ocean, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a friend.
Into the ocean, yeah. Finding Nemo has a new friend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the hardest part about a guy when you take a shit is pulling your penis
all the
way
out from the Pacific. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I fold mine up.
I took mine
into
my pocket.
Yeah.
This is
put it
wild.
In your pocket.
Yeah.
I had a friend in high school who
had
a little
nothing.
She had a little brother, and no one told her that guys didn't like wipe after they pee. So she taught him as like a child to like wipe.
Yeah.
After he peed.
Yeah.
Wipe his dick.
That's the story. Like, I don't. Yeah, to wipe his dick.
That's kind of polite. Like, he just dabs it like a, you know, like a French restaurant. Like, he just finishes wee and he's like, nice.
I have done that before.
Yeah, I have too.
I don't know if I can say this, but like.
That's a HIPAA violation, whatever.
Well, I didn't say that.
What are you
saying?
Yeah,
maybe cut that out.
Can I? Do you like Euphoria?
Love.
Do you?
Yeah, do
nothing,
you not?
Nothing fucking happens. It's
well, it's because you didn't watch episode 4 because of your YouTube TV.
Yeah,
I know.
What is YouTube TV? Just YouTube sorry to TV. Harp on this, but are they just
it's
like
it's probably
a week behind?
Showing you a different
it's like 2 days behind.
Well, you know what?
We tried to watch it last night and it said like VOD not available.
The thing like
Cody, I will text you my HBO password.
Please.
Yeah.
Can I have that?
Yeah, it's my dad's, but he would love for you to be on there.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I can't wait. Like the second
it comes
that
out,
it drops and the 90 minutes that it's playing. The minute that it's done and actually during the show, it's over on Twitter. You can't get on Twitter until you've watched the
TikTok
next episode.
Too.
And TikTok. Yeah. And so I'm like, I have to watch this thing. And I don't know if I like the show or if I just like being a part of something.
Yeah, I was going to like switch the tone and get serious. First of all, that you brought up the video I made. I don't even really remember what I said in that video, if I'm being 100% honest.
What? Why?
Like I was like, is Euphoria mid?
Yeah. I watched like the first half of it.
I didn't remember.
You were saying about how they take like mundane life scenarios and I don't know, make them like grander and
it's very theatrical this season. Point. Like every episode is like a trailer for the next episode.
Yeah. That's why I hate it because it just nothing happens.
Yeah, well, really
everything is some crazy artsy montage.
Yeah, this season is pissing me off because it's like they're taking the little moments that felt good, like sprinkled in season one, and now it's just like large portions. And I'm like, all right, is this 19 short films in a
row? Yes, it's the majority of the show now.
Yeah,
with little plot like things in between them.
Yeah,
it feels like they forward the plot like a little by little, and then like right as they're doing that, and you like get into it, it'll be like some weird artsy segment of Rue being like, "So you want to be a drug dealer?" And she's teaching the class, and it's like, "Well, come on."
Yeah.
I like have really started to lean into it as symbolic.
Yeah.
Like, cause a lot of the scenes now are like, basically what I picked up on this new episode, like the biggest thing that I picked up besides like beyond like the, oh, this is a example of gaslighting or like whatever, or like, there's like deeper things where this episode, Cody, this is not integral to watching this episode. Rue is usually the narrator.
Yeah.
And she doesn't narrate the entire episode. It's like the most chaotic. Like everyone, like shit is like falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
And she has not narrated once. And it's, I think, and this is not integral also to the thing. I think she's,
I really don't care.
Like,
you can ruin it. I don't
dead.
Yeah,
this is not integral. The main character died.
I have a theory. I think she's either dead or she's OD'd. And
yeah. I think that's. Not a theory. I think that's just what happened.
No, but my new theory that I was leading up to was that she's been dead the whole time, and that's why she's omnipresent, can narrate everything.
Oh.
Like.
you're not so sure. You're not convinced.
You mean this is like a
Well, keep in mind, like, theories aren't necessarily 100% fact. I'm just.
I know what the definition of theory is. Thank you, though, so much for telling me that.
Connor so just stepped out of 1940. He's like, you can't read. You're a woman. Let me explain to you the concept of theory.
Well, she was like, well, you're wrong.
She might be, you like, she's dead in the future and telling the whole story of, like, this was an experience. Or she's truly, like, sitting on a cloud.
Like Sixth Sense
and
type.
And everyone is seeing her.
Sixth Sense type shit.
And she's been, yeah.
She's been dead the whole time.
Right, you said.
And all the dicks are fake. I looked it up.
I don't know. She face fucked Dominic Fike, so I don't know if that could be.
Oh, right. Yo. Spoiler.
Oh, no. I mean, obviously, that was going to happen.
That's not an integral part.
Everybody.
What is an integral part? That's my gripe with the show. There's no integral parts.
Oh, there's an integral part.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. Only one thing happened on this episode.
No, there was the whole thing with Nate's dad.
That's the one thing that happened.
I'm loving his whole storyline. Okay, that whole thing. Rue's probably dead. Sorry, Cody. Everyone's cheating on Rue. The whole Cassie thing was so good and so relatable.
She's gonna get it.
What happens with Cassie? Why don't you just fucking say it now?
Well, she just drinks herself half to death and then gets in the hot tub.
No. The scene between her and Nate when they're yelling when she goes, okay. I was like, ho, sorry. This is like crazy. It's like that was my favorite. I rewinded.
But then when it's Maddie's birthday and everybody's together, she's like so miserable and she drinks and drinks and drinks and then gets in the hot tub with everybody and just like pukes on like every single person.
Oh, let's
in the
go.
Hot tub. Yeah. And it is just like so chaotic and crazy.
I don't need to watch it.
And like I feel like the only relatable part of the whole show is just like her spiraling.
And crying. Yeah.
That I'm like, that checks out. That makes sense to me.
I think you need to watch just for the one other thing that happens. I think that's
that's
the whole episode.
That alone, I was watching the episode and I was like,
what hell?
The fuck is the point of this? And then it got to that scene and I went, whoa!
Yeah.
That was so
it was
good.
Like, it gives me chills to think, because there's like, we're losing the plot. And I think like a lot of people are like, what now? What the fuck is happening? Like, Rue is the main character. And I'm like, no, I think the whole point is that everybody's gonna go do their own storyline.
Yeah.
And like, you're watching. And we're gonna have six different like spin-offs.
Well, I think what they're doing right now is they're setting up for season 3, season 4, season 5, season 6.
Yeah, I see.
No,
please, Brooke, go.
No, I saw this TikTok that was like a list of like unresolved things that have happened. Like, who knows where the tape is, like
the third son,
like where did McKay go? And it was just like a full like 3 notes pages worth of unresolved things. And I think that's why people are also so pissed off. Like, so many loose ends. Like, you're going in so many different directions.
Yeah.
Also, that the girl Kat.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The cam girl Kat. She got in a fight with the director, Sam Levinson, on set. And he cut, like, all of her lines. So her, like, boyfriend is basically being, like, written out of the show. Because he's just an extension of her.
Like, damn, that sucks.
Storyline.
Yeah. I loved him.
What was the fight about? Like, did they say anything?
I think there's been like low key like an issue with him over sexualizing a lot of the characters, and she was like, "This is unnecessary. Like, it doesn't need to happen." He's like, "I'm the director." That's my understanding, but I don't.
He's like, "No, I mean, there needs to be a dick in this scene."
No, after the 19th,
Sydney Sweeney needs.
Yeah,
to have
Sydney
her shirt
Sweeney
off right
needs
now.
To pull her chest out.
Yeah,
yeah, that part is getting a little much.
Yeah. I mean, just everyone's naked all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
it's high school.
It's classic high school.
It's just like, that's what high school is.
Yeah, it's high school, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I was naked.
You didn't go to the party. And I mean,
I was naked.
Take my dick out.
No, I will say, Euphoria reminds me specifically of this moment in high school where there's like some girl. She was like popular. She was like kind of new to our school. There's like some big parties she went to the school on Monday. I'll never forget this. This crazy ass kid. He like walks up. I was like, it was one of my classes, and we had a little group in there. And he was like, "Oh yeah, dude, she came to this party this weekend, dude. She got so drunk she shit herself." And then everyone just called her like doo doo pants for the rest of the year.
Oh,
I was
it
like,
sucks when that happens.
Damn, but I'm like, that felt like I'm like, yeah.
Was it Brooke trying to get out of a situation where she clocked somebody?
I was just gonna say, was it me? Yeah. Am I doo doo pants?
That's the Euphoria plot right there. Yeah. Everyone calls me doo-doo pants. What they don't know is, cut. I blocked this guy because I hate his content.
I fucking how hate to his shit content. Yourself at a party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little side
a lecture.
Block. Well, damn. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how this season ends up. I'm gonna withhold my judgment, but I definitely think the director's a bit of a creep.
Yeah.
Then that just ends any shot of you know, me being Fez's sidekick.
Yeah.
In a spinoff, but
oh, is
you,
that
oh, I you just, definitely yeah, just like really, step into a role. Said that.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you saying like that kid reminds you of you?
No, I'm just saying like I feel like I could be like a F character in the Fez Ashtray spinoff.
Ah, I see.
Like, I could be the one dude where they just like walk into a party and I like dap one of them up and take a baggie out of his hand. And then I
gotcha.
Just that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd I think a good can't mess, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people are gonna be like, we want a spinoff with him.
Yeah.
What is his story?
We want to see them shake hands more.
Yeah.
We don't even know his voice, but that'd be good.
What character do you guys think you would be?
Nate, because I'm 6'4".
Right. Obviously. Totally.
You should 100%. See me with my shirt off, too. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Brooke?
I cannot see myself on that show.
No?
Maybe, like, Cal's wife, who's just like, fuck me. I hate my fucking life.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. That is that's awesome. Everyone picks a cool character and you're like, yeah, I'm the woman who gets just trampled on by a
Cal,
closeted man.
Talking.
I mean, what am I gonna say? I'm such a Sydney Sweeney, seriously.
Well, throwing up in the hot tub, maybe.
Some people say I look like Amy Winehouse, some people say I look like Sydney Sweeney. The toss up.
Damn. Did you text Brooke when she threw up in the tub? Like, yo, that scene.
Wait, did you see this?
So yeah. You, right?
That was the only relatable part of the whole show for me.
No, yeah. I think I've been in a hot tub with you when you threw up.
I'm sure you have.
Damn.
You know, I think I would be the guy at the drug deal. That dude that was sitting at the table. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah.
At the white trash people's place? Yeah. That guy with the long hair that's sitting at the table?
Yeah.
That's who I would be.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Just
at the trap house,
just weird as fuck. Didn't say a single word, just with a table full of drugs.
No one talks about that dude, the psycho guy who was like, pull your pants down.
That
oh,
guy
yeah.
freaked
no,
me out.
I cracked me up that episode because he just like, the girl's like, I'm not taking my pants off, and he just takes her head and slams it into the wall. I was
yeah,
like, no way.
That is funny.
Yeah. No, I was just like, what? It's just like so unnecessary. And that girl's just unfazed. She's like, okay, fine, I'll take my top off. Jeez.
I don't think that's asked. Funny at all.
No. No, I also really like Sydney Sweeney's mom. She's just wasted 24/7. Just yeah. like, girls, if you're going to drink, I'd rather you do it at
that's
my
who
house.
I, yeah, that's who I would be.
Yeah.
She's yeah, a drunk wine mom?
Mom, yeah.
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 Yeah, that's not creepy at all. Girls, if you're going to drink anywhere, right, do it at my house. A guy.
Okay, that's not what I meant. I just meant I'd be drunk all the time.
Oh, okay, fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, everyone, if you like more riveting updates about all the fake penises and Euphoria, I learned some shit today.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And you learned
I learned
some
a
shit.
Lot about
you learned that
being. Mm-mm.
You learned what? What?
Take it back. I learned a lot about the word gape.
Yes. Gaping. Yes. Gape. And that boys don't hold their
boys
penises.
Don't hold their.
They fold them.
And they put them in their pockets.
Yes.
Put them in their pockets when
exactly.
they shit. Yeah. Yeah. Check out Brooke and Connor's podcast. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, here on YouTube, all three at the same time. Play one on your TV, and then the Apple Podcast in your right ear, and mm-hmm. the Spotify feed in your left ear. Start them all at once. Yeah.
Well, thanks for having us.
Of course.
Thanks, guys.
Brooke, as the first woman on the show, do you have anything you want to say? Any?
I guess just thank you for giving a woman the space.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really nice of you.
Yeah. Really nice how we brought you in here to listen to us talk about penises and shit.
Thank you so much. I'm really grateful every single morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a I think that's pretty fucked up.
What?
We're like, Brooke, as the first woman on the show, do you want to thank us at all?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want to say to us right now?
Yeah.
Would you like to take this opportunity to thank us for giving
you
this?
I thought it was going to be a roast, but yeah, I guess we did kind of turn it into that. Did both of you want to say anything to the camera, Cash? This is like hot ones, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you like to promote?
I just want to get everybody on the pod. It's Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast on all streaming services, and then BNCMAP on Instagram and Twitter. And yeah.
Thank you guys for supporting women.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to listen if you support, yeah. And then if you don't, then.
And if you don't,
you'll
listen,
answer.
I will know what that means. Afterlife. Thank you.
All right, gang. Goodbye.
Hey, y'all. Real quick, before we end the episode, we wanted to remind you that we have a weekly newsletter that goes out every single Friday.
Yeah.
That includes a bunch of like suggestions of shit that we're watching, reading.
We're also doing just ongoing Q&A in there. So you want to ask us stuff, we're going to answer it. Those will be directly in the newsletter, nowhere else. So yeah, sign up. It's a good time.
Oh, and there's also original comics from Jim,
yeah,
our in-house artist, who's incredibly talented, and every week he illustrates a bit from the show, and then a throwback bit. So you get like full-on, it's like a full-on comic book every week. It's fucking sick.
Yeah, so sign up.
At tmgstudios.tv. Thanks.